This is Pushing the Odds on SB Nation Radio. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Las Vegas, here's Matt Perrault.
It is Pushing the Odds, SB Nation Radio, and coming up, you can, I believe, watch this tonight, part one of American Ninja Warrior, what will be happening with a solo competition. Jessie Graff is somebody, if you watch the show, you know about how amazing she is as an athlete. She's been kind enough to talk to us about what her life is like, what's going on for American Ninja Warrior on the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans hotline. Jessie Graff joining us here on Pushing the Odds. Jessie, Matt Perrault, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you for the time. My first question to anybody who is in this line of work has to be, how did you get into this line of work?
Well, I had always wanted to be a superhero on TV, and so I was pursuing acting when I found out that actors don't usually get to do very many stunts, and I realized that was the part that I was so excited about the idea of being a hero on TV. And so I switched gears. I was already training in so many things that applied to stunts that I just trained in more of them and met all the stunt people at the gyms, and that was how I networked.
How did you figure out that you could handle being a stunt woman and then ultimately getting into American Ninja Warrior? Because it's one thing to be an athlete. It's one thing to be training in a gym and to be athletic. What you do is a whole different level. When did you figure out that you had elite athletic ability?
I don't know that I ever thought of it as, like, do I have elite athletic ability or not? It was just that I loved movement and I loved the progression of learning new things. And this is a job where I get to continuously do that and test my limits year round forever. And it's, I just love it so much. I guess it wasn't until Ninja Warrior that it became highlighted, and that I received more of, I guess, feedback from the public. So that was really exciting. But the thing I love most about it is just that joy of movement and learning.
At what point, or was there a point when you were getting into this that you either had a bad injury, a bad fall, a bad scare? Was there any moment when you were getting first started where you were like, my gosh, what I do is kind of dangerous?
No, and that's actually a lot like the campaign I've been doing with NextCare right now. It's this progression of skills and learning how to fall and get back up that my parents did such a good job of teaching me when I was little. It wasn't like they protected me all the time and prevented me from falling. It was that they put me in safe situations where I could test my limits and fall and brush myself off and get back up and learn something from it. And then go into maybe a harder situation where there aren't as many mats, where it's just grass, and keep trying and do a new thing and then fall again and be like, oh, grass hurts a little bit more than the mat, but now I know how to fall in a safer way. And moving up, so maybe I'm somewhere on a hardwood floor, and just understanding how my body moves and how to fall in the safest way possible, and just developing that mental toughness and the grit and the resilience to fight back from these difficult challenges and overcome things. And that's kind of what our campaign with NextCare has been about, just building that grit for little kids, so that it's something that they have for the rest of their lives. And that's my most valuable skill by far in stunts and Ninja Warrior. It just allows me to come back from anything.
Talking to Jessie Graff here on Pushing the Odds. The NextCare video that you did where you were the undercover babysitter, I saw that this morning. And I have a four-year-old daughter, and I use the Batman line with her all the time as to why do we fall so we can pick ourselves back up. And
yeah.
I use it both from a mental standpoint and a physical standpoint, both. When she's trying something new, she just got involved with gymnastics. She's doing trampoline and gymnastics, and she'll sometimes fall, and I'll explain to her what she's trying to do. So what advice would you give to parents when it comes to, you know, if they have a daughter who, and my child loves gymnastics, but she's timid at times, you know, jumping in the ball pit or doing something on the balance beam will freak her out. What type of advice do you give parents when it comes to teaching their children how to handle athletic endeavors where they may fall down?
for me, it's all about learning how to fall safely. Like, the scariest thing for me when I was on beam is, even if I was trying a new trick on the low beam and landing it over and over and getting it every time, it was scarier to me because I was like, well, what will happen if I fall? How will I land? I don't know what's going to happen. And so I'd do a slow version of being like, okay, here are all the things that could go wrong, and here is what I can do to prevent them from hurting as much as possible. You know, just like understanding all the different ways that it could go wrong. You know, it sounds pessimistic in a way, but it's really just preparing so that when I do slip, I know what to expect and I know how to prepare for it or dodge something, which, again, helps you throughout your life.
And this is with Next Care and their waterproof bandages you guys have gotten together. Mm-hmm. Isn't there sort of a life lesson to that as well, as to like, okay, life's not going to be easy, you're going to fall, how do you find the resiliency to push your way through a challenge that might look really bleak, but ultimately you may be able to overcome?
Exactly. And it's a skill that you build over time, and is, according to a study, like, apparently the greatest determiner of future success is not necessarily talent or IQ. It's the ability to bounce back, grit, or resilience. And so that's a skill that you develop from a very early age. When you have that practice falling and getting back up, it becomes habitual. It becomes normal. I think, like, my biggest injury was I blew out my knee. For the ACL, MCL, and meniscus. And my natural response to that, you know, after I cried for a little, because it's sad, now I can't do stunts for a little while, my natural response was, what kind of goal can I get inspired about that doesn't involve my legs for the next couple months? And that's why I started working on pull-ups and training for American Ninja Warrior, and it changed life. And it's just like, when that becomes the habit, it opens, like, every fall opens up new opportunities, if you can look at it that way.
That's amazing. Well, let's talk about what's going to happen for American Ninja Warrior for you. What's your outlook for this upcoming season?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, I always go into every season excited and terrified, because you never know what kind of challenge you're going to come up against. We don't even see those obstacles until the day of competition, and we don't get to touch them until the cameras are on us on our official run. And so there's that nervousness of, like, you only get one chance. What if something goes wrong? And there are so many things that can go wrong. And so I guess I take that same mentality of trying to figure out everything that could go wrong so that I can plan for it and avoid those mistakes. I always just go into it hoping that I've trained hard enough, that my grip strength is going to hold out, and that I don't trip on one of the funky agility obstacles. Oh, man, they're so volatile. They're so scary. But
well,
everything's padded.
Well, it's awesome. It's so much fun to watch you, and your fan base has grown and grown and grown. I know they'll all be cheering for you coming up this season for American Ninja Warrior. Jesse, thank you for the time. Really appreciate it. Best of luck this year. We'll all be watching you on American Ninja Warrior.
Thank you so much.
That is Jesse Graff joining us on the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans hotline. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently.